Welcome to our weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estratore, rounding up the top stories on behalf of Financial Services Online. Starting October 8th, NSW's iCare is set to undergo significant changes. This overhaul follows a review by the NSW Treasury, which found issues related to governance, culture, and accountability. According to the proposed reforms, amending the State Insurance and Care Governance Act 2015 is on the cards, along with a reset of the CEO's role. The latter involves removing the CEO from the board and introducing ministerial approval for future appointments. Richard Harding, the recent CEO, has since departed. These changes are expected to cut service costs by 5% and save iCare an impressive $23 million each year, although up to 130 jobs might be on the line. Minister Sophie Kotsis has emphasized the need for transparency and demanded detailed implementation plans to restore public trust. Turning our attention now to consumer affairs, we delve into a case spotlighting the complex world of trauma insurance. A claimant, severely injured in a horse riding accident and left with a serious pelvic fracture, found her trauma insurance claim denied by Clearview Life Assurance. The insurance firm concluded her disability wasn't permanent, based on her orthopedic surgeon's prediction of a probable recovery in the next 18 to 24 months. However, her daily life has been drastically affected. As it stands, her claim's outcome hangs in the balance, throwing a spotlight on the intricate challenges these trauma insurance claims present. Our next story speaks about the future and how it's set to revolutionize the insurance industry. Expectations are that artificial intelligence, or AI, will significantly reshape the insurance claims process in the coming 5 years. Willem Pauling of IAG likened the potential impact of AI on the industry to that of the internet and mobile phones. Advancements in overseas AI technology suggest potential for local integration, where enhanced data analysis, better categorization of claims, and improved fraud detection will streamline processes, reduce expenses, and increase customer satisfaction. Lastly, we turn westwards. With a significant profit surge this year, Western Australia's top insurer, RAC, can't be ignored. Total earnings, fueled by higher premium income, more than doubled from $43.34 million to over $105.44 million. Amid rising living costs and public concern, RAC defends these premium hikes as necessary to keep up with market factors and fund improvements in technology and servicing. This discourse continues to raise sharp questions about balancing profitability with responsible price adjustments. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly insurance news wrap. For more details, don't forget to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore, bringing all the insights you need to navigate your insurance journey. Stay informed and stay safe. Australia.